Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and a lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching is entitled, Of Kith and Kin.
A reading from the book of Job. From the heart of the tempest, the Lord gave Job his answer. He said, Have you ever in your life given orders to the morning, or sent the dawn to its post, telling it to grasp the earth by its edges and shake the wicked out of it, when it changes the earth to sealing clay, and dyes it as a man dyes clothes, stealing the light from wicked men, and breaking the arm raised to strike? Have you journeyed all the way to the sources of the sea, or walked where the abyss is deepest? Have you been shown the gates of death, or met the janitors of Shadowland? Have you an inkling of the extent of the earth? Tell me about it if you have. Which is the way to the home of the light, and where does darkness live? You could then show them the way to their proper places, or put them on the path to where they live. If you know all this, you must have been born with them. You must be very old by now. Job replied to the Lord, My words have been frivolous. What can I reply? I had better lay my finger on my lips. I have spoken once. I will not speak again. More than once. I will add nothing. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, Alas for you, Chorazin! Alas for you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. And still it will not go as hard with Tyre and Sidon at the judgment as with you. And as for you, Capernaum, did you want to be exalted high as heaven? You shall be thrown down into hell. Anyone who listens to you listens to me. Anyone who rejects you rejects me. And those who reject me reject the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. Our Gospel today is part of the larger section in Luke, where Jesus sends forth the 70 on their task of preaching the kingdom of God. And no matter what happens to them, either being received or rejected, the message is the same. Know that the kingdom of God is near. Jesus also warns them that they will face the primal sin of one person against another, the sin of Cain against Abel, the sin by which we refuse to recognize kin and call kin enemy. That is the great sin of Sodom, that is the great sin of Gomorrah. That too for Jesus is the sin within the villages he mentions in today's gospel. Villages which were examples of upright Jewish living, right on the borders of Caesarea Philippi, which was the Greco-Roman playground filled with all its perversions. Those villages were bulwarks against the decay, the moral decay of the Greco-Roman culture of the time. At the same time, they were so self-righteous, they could not recognize Jesus as kin, and they judged him as an enemy not only of the Jewish fraternity, but an enemy also of God. The misidentification of kin and as enemy goes very deep in our psyche. It is our original sin against one another, a sin that continually plays itself out, a sin that undermines our unity as church, in the same way it undermined Jesus' unity with his own people, whom he was called to lead into a deeper relationship with God. We fear the deeper relationship with God as being a manifestation of enmity, and we see that most spectacularly and most painfully when we confront natural disasters, as the world has confronted the pain of the people of Indonesia, the pain of people overwhelmed by tsunami and by volcano. And still it is those who allowed them to build in that area, those who exploited that land for gain, those who thought that it didn't matter to place populations in that area, who mistook all the deceased people for enemies, and they had to suffer the decisions of placing dwellings, cities, and cultures in the wrong place when they knew better. And of course, we can't always know better. God's answer to Job from the whirlwind shows us that, certainly in relationship with the Creator, we are sorely limited. But where we do understand, we must protect, nurture, and nourish, and not place each other in harm's way. We must protect and nourish and not place each other in harm's way. How much of that has been given up in our conflicts with each other within the church, in often the self-righteous simply lying so that they can label their kin as enemies? And the self-righteousness exists across the whole spectrum of conservative or progressive or whatever one wants to call it. Those very labels are the way that we mislabel our kin as enemy. Let us pray that as the church listens at this moment of the Youth Synod to the voice of God guiding us forward, that we may listen with an openness that recognizes all of us as kin, that does not make of God an enemy, that recognizes God as nurturing kin among us as well. Let us pray for the success of the mission of those who are going to be sent out after this synod to renew, to support the church, to find a way in which we can realize that our call is to recognize one another as kin, to nurture, to support, yes, to challenge, and always to recognize each other as kin. Amen.